they take all the grease out of, and it just leaves a real brown, crispy substance,
okay.
Or a skin like.
Okay. When it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say it's...
It's time to feed the animals, that's all I know.
All right, that's the start. And do you know of any... I know you did not actually live on the farm, but you did say that you spent some time on the farm. Do you remember any of the calls that they used to the cattle? Like, you know, to get them to come up for milking maybe, or come up from the pasture?
No, the only thing I think of is, hey, nanny, nanny, and a hot cha-cha. Let me see.
What was that for?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to know what you could call up with that. Now let me see. Well, in case of hogs, it's suey, suey, suey.
Okay.
But I don't know about cows.
Would you remember for calves?
Huh.
All right. How about mules or horses? Now, if you had a pair of mules hitched up to the plow and you were trying to give directions right and left, what would you say to the horse?
Oh.
To get them to go right or to get them
Well,
to go
I
left?
Think I would use the rein. You're bound to have a rein. If you're on the horse, you'd use a rein.
All right. And what about when you're riding a horse and you're trying to make him go ahead or stop? What sound signals do you give the horse?
Whoa.
For stop? And what about for...
Let me see. To go. Get up.
Get up, okay. And we've mentioned almost every other animal call. Can you think of any calls for sheep?
I know how to call the black ones. Bye, bye. No, I don't know.
Okay. And if you go out to feed the chickens, what do you say to them when you're...
Here, chick, 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 chick. Okay. That's all I know.
I think that's what most people say. If you want to get the horses ready to plow, you'd say, I'm going to...
Hitch.
Okay. And if you were going to get the horse ready to ride into town, you'd say, I'm going to...
Saddle him.
Now, what about... if you were going to put the piece that, how can I describe it without using the term, that you goes over, essentially goes over the horse's neck.
Bridle?
No,
that's
no.
In the mouth.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the horse now that you're going to plow with. And
yoke?
Okay, well, yeah, that's the one
that... Now, they'd use that on an oxen, but I don't know, horse is going to plow.
Okay, I want a pronunciation on this.
I don't have my glasses on. How do you spell it?
H-A-R-N-E-S-S.
Harness.
All right. What do you call the, if you have a horse hitched up to a plow, what do you call the things that you use to direct it with?
Reins.
All right, and when you're riding the horse, what do you call the...
Reins.
What do you call the things that you put your feet into when you're riding a horse?
Stirrups.
And if you're plowing, one horse walks in the furrow. What do you call that horse? If you have two of them, what horse do you call?
I don't know. It must be the lead horse.
All right. And if something is not right here, but it's close by, I'd say, oh, it's just a little...
Away from here.
All right. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you